Hello, all. This is Alan. Welcome to episode 49 of After the Trumping. Today's episode deals with what I call impeaching Trump's pardoning powers. We're getting down basically to the last few months of the T-Rump administration, with the chances becoming clearer all the time that President Biden will be Trump's replacement in January. But even if that happens, if it plays out the way it should, which it should, as long as there's not unfair voting or other kind of tactics that were used in the past to take away the vote of the people, it is almost certain, I would say now, that Joe Biden will be the next president. But what can happen between now and when Trump is, when Biden is elected? One possibility is that anybody who was in the current, in the office of the presidency, could theoretically pardon himself from any criminal activity connected to anything that he did while in office. It has nothing to do with what states do, of course, but there's likely to be a lot of inquiries about actions going on, that actions that the Trump administration took while in office, with consideration of filing charges against certain people, maybe even up to the T-Rump himself once he leaves office. One way to stop that would be, from Trump's perspective, would be to pardon himself. Pardon others, even. He clearly has the authority to do that now if there's consideration in any way, shape, or form about some kind of an investigation into their behaviors. Of course, he has the Justice Department, so he could start those things, start discussion about it, just for the purpose of starting the process of pardoning himself and pardoning others, and say it's justifiable as a result. Of course, my case is that there's a way around this. I believe that it's, yes, a waste of valuable time. You know, it's not a waste of valuable time. It's a necessary use of valuable time at this point, given what we know about the T-Rump, that I would say the House of Representatives, under Pelosi's leadership, should begin a series of impeachment inquiries on virtually every topic of controversy that has arisen over the years of the Trump's presidency. Anything there should be included. Anything within that, those various investigations, should be included that might have criminal or related federal malfeasance problems. In other words, if it's likely that something is going to happen regarding punishing somebody in the Trump administration, including the current person who calls himself the president, if those things are all included in investigations by the House of Representatives, what happens? Well, the pardoning power is abrogated. The president does not have the ability, a president does not have the ability to pardon anything related to impeachment considerations against him, or presumably against those in his administration related to him. So if, for example, the House of Representatives started tens, if not dozens, of inquiries with rules that allowed them to carry on those investigations in a slow and steady process between now and the next election, and incorporate in all of their documents everything that they think is problematic, all of them could arguably be said to be within impeachment inquiries, and thus something that could be immune from the president pardoning himself over or pardoning others related to him over. Nancy Pelosi can quite simply stop the potential that the T-Rump will pardon himself, which would leave the possibility of any kind of a pardon up to Joe Biden, which is very likely he would not do, or if the T-Rump happened to leave early, might cause issues with Pence if he tried to pardon before Trump left office. So I know it's not exactly clean government in the way that we normally think of it. It isn't the way that people like to play, but the fact of the matter is, we're not playing with a person who's running the office, operating the office fairly. He lies, he deceives things, he creates deceptions and directs attention to people in wrong ways, so that they lose focus on what's really going on. The same thing could well happen if Trump decides to pardon himself in the last few months of his administration. My desire would be to head that off. And as I said, the way to do that is to start a number of investigations through Nancy Pelosi to incorporate everything possible and begin those processes all together in a limited fashion to keep them all active and running for the duration of the time that the T-Rump is occupying the office he doesn't deserve to be in the first place. So that's my take on it. A little bit unusual. I hope makes sense. Got stumbled around there because of the terms I try to use to not refer to this person as really being the president. I don't think is a legitimate president. And that causes issues with how the language works. But that's my take on it. Let's get rid of him. Let's block his ability to protect himself once he leaves office, so Joe Biden can not only deal with that issue quickly when he gets out, but more importantly, inventory all the things Trump did wrong and begin the process of healing this nation as fast as possible come January of next year. Thanks for following After the Trumping. Talk to you soon.